This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, the great Maria Z is about to take over. Quickly, though, I've been teasing this video, and so I want to play it now. Jordan Tristan Walker helped write the Boston Consulting Group white paper that recommended remdesivir only a few days after FDA emergency approval. For the full story of Rebecca, go to Mark Kulak's YouTube channel, Husatonic Live. Again, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing the name or the name of the show. I'm just not familiar with it, but that's what George Webb is reporting. And without further ado, here's the video of them talking about it, what I've been teasing, and then Maria Z takes over.
Take back my stuff. So now they said, no, she can't wear her pajamas. She has to put on, ICU clothes, gong, Pampers, and Daniel did not like that.
What was their justification for having to use a bedpan? You don't mind my asking. I mean, it's not like she had a broken leg.
Nope, there was no justification, but apparently the remdesivir was filling up the lungs with fluid. So they had to keep her on high flow oxygen. This is what I'm finding out after the fact.
So you found out after the fact that...
One of the side effects, of course, is the lungs to fill up with fluid. The very drug that's supposed to help the lungs drain the fluid, they didn't give her that. They gave her the one that fills up with fluid.
Because it attacks the kidneys, and the kidneys can no longer get rid of the fluid. That's the first thing. That's the. It's not a side effect of remdesivir. It's the effect of using remdesivir is that it shuts down your kidneys. So it can't pump out the fluid anymore, so it will build up in the lungs. And they know this, so that's why they do it. And then they can say, now we have to vent you because you have too much fluid and you're not breathing correct.
So now on Tuesday, Dr. Ramanu said to me, I think we're going to need to put on a vent. And I'm like, no, you're not doing that. I said, no, you're not doing that, no.
Tuesday. This is Tuesday now.
This is Tuesday now, yeah. He got me into the ICU on Monday. So on Tuesday now, he's telling me Daniel needs to go on the ventilator to help her to breathe. And it would only be for a short time.
This is a Dr. Ramanu?
Ramanu. Farid or something, Ramanu. And I've been sick because this is 4 nights I'm not sleeping, 5 nights.
Were they asking you to leave?
No. They knew I had, but they keep telling me, you're so lucky. Nobody else gets to be here with the loved ones. Nobody gets to be here. You are so lucky.
Oftentimes, all of family is, one way or another, encouraged to leave, making the victim or patient more vulnerable.
Yeah, well, that's what they did to me. On Wednesday morning, she didn't sleep at all Tuesday night, and I was getting really sick. So I asked the nurse, Ivan, that's the nurse, I said, could I please go home, shower, and come back? And he says, yes, you could do that. I'm like, okay, so now she's asleep. It's like 6 in the morning. I said, okay, I'll sneak out, I'll shower, get some food, get some clothes, and come back in. So I left. I called my husband. He picked me up. An hour later, they called and they said, no, was about 8 o'clock, they called me and they said, I cannot come back to the hospital unless I have a COVID negative test. So they lied to me.
And this was obviously, that was not known when you left.
You may not be able to re-enter. No, I would have never left my child. I just wanted to shower. It's 5 days. I just wanted to shower just to help myself with everything.
She was really sick, though, because I was talking to her on the phone. She was really bad. I started now getting concerned for my wife, so I was kind of like begging her, you've got to come home. You've got to get out of there. We have to take care of you. And then I was getting sick, not as bad as she was, or I don't know, maybe it was similar.
Yeah. So my only intention was just go home, take a hot shower, get some more medicine, and come back to the hospital. And when they told me that, my heart just sunk. I didn't know what to do at that point because not only did they tell me I couldn't come back, they said if I came on the property, I would be removed.
Your police would remove you.
This is
morning.
Wednesday. This is Wednesday morning.
Okay. So Wednesday morning is.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Thank you to Owen Troyer and the amazing team at the InfoWars HQ. I am your guest host, Maria Z. I am reporting to you from the testing ground of the New World Order in Australia. And let me tell you something. There are very, very few government officials that represent the people left in the world. You could probably count them on one hand. In Australia, we've been extremely fortunate to have three that have been extremely vocal the entire time. Of course, there are others, but these three are standouts. And one of those is Senator Malcolm Roberts. He's been speaking out against the United Nations, against the global corporate takeover for years. And he joins us now, and I really, really want any government officials in the United States or anywhere in the world to pay attention, because this is what someone that serves the people behaves like. This is what someone who understands that they are actually serving the public, not themselves, not the globalist puppet masters, the people, actually behaves like. He's been very outspoken, and hopefully the team have him online now. Senator Malcolm Roberts, it's wonderful to see you.
Same here, Maria. It's wonderful indeed. And congratulations on the work you're doing. It really is amazing.
Thank you, Senator Malcolm. I really, really appreciate that. Now, Senator Roberts, we have so much to talk about today. I want to really, Owen just played a video of a mother that suffered the loss of her child due to hospital protocols with COVID-19. We've got the Pfizer expose that's just come out. And just yesterday on 2GB, Ben Fordham spoke about the Pfizer expose, which is huge news in Australia. It's made the mainstream. Of course, today we've got articles talking about how, Project Veritas in the past has, been fact-checked to be incorrect and all of this. But the fact remains that we have a Pfizer employee on camera admitting that they're doing what they call directed evolution. We're trusting that you're going to speak up honestly about this, Senator Roberts. I'll give you the floor.
Well, thank you very much, Maria. It's really important to understand one thing up front. This has never been about health, never been about health. And that's why it's been so grossly and incompetently mismanaged. It has always been about control of the people. That's what we're talking about. The second thing it's been about money transfer, wealth transfer from the people of Australia, people around the world, to big pharma, Pfizer included. That's what it's been about. And it's been about testing procedures to get control over people. We've seen many of those. We've seen the what some people call the vaccine passports. I call them digital prisons, because that's what they're really doing. They're saying you cannot go into society unless you do these things that the government dictates. Now what we've got, I just saw it yesterday or the day before, is government preparing legislation to give the Australian Communication and Media Authority the power to regulate on disinformation and misinformation. We all know that the major disinformers and misinformers were government agencies, APRA, TGA, Chief Medical Officer, Department of Health, ATAGI. These people, just like their counterparts in the United States, are the ones who promoted disinformation and misinformation. What we're seeing here is an example of control because what they want to do, Maria, with this disinformation and misinformation regulation is shut down, not big tech, but shut down you and me and every citizen in this country from telling the truth. You know, and we've just seen so many heinous things. This is not unusual. This has not been started in the last 3 years. This has been built up in a very integrated way. This has been locked in place in an integrated way through many departments for about 2 decades. They've been preparing for this. And there's nothing new in that, because Maurice Strong is the granddaddy of, or was, he died in 2015. He was the granddaddy. He was the fabricator of the claims that global warming exists. It doesn't. And that it's due to human production of carbon dioxide. He fabricated that. He's a crook. He died after returning from exile in China, where he went because American law enforcement authorities were after him. He did some crimes in Western United States. He was wanted for UN Food for Oil Program scandal and other scandals within the UN. He concocted the Chicago Climate Exchange, which was to trade carbon dioxide credits. The man sought to make billions from carbon dioxide credits, along with his mates Al Gore. He had two aims in his life. One was to create an unelected socialist global governance, which we're seeing parts of through the World Economic Forum and UN Alliance pushing the same agenda. They formed an alliance in 2018. They're working together. They've always been working for the globalist predators. And the second aim was to de-industrialize Western society, de-industrialize Western civilization. I mean, this man was inhuman, but highly, highly capable, very intelligent, and extremely good networker. That's illustrative of what the UN does. And it illustrates what we're doing in our countries around the West. We are building policies based upon crooks and lies. Crooks are driving our policy in our country, including the policies on COVID and health. And now we want the United Nations World Health Organization to come up with a treaty. Well, we don't want it, but that's what they want. They want a treaty, yes, to regulate every single person in every single country. We'd lose our sovereignty, lose our governance, and hand it over to the crooked, corrupt, incompetent, dishonest, vile, inhuman United Nations.
Well, we have reported, I mean, I've had James Rogusky on the Alex Jones Show with me previously talking about the International Health Regulations Amendments. I want to, maybe we'll start on that before we go to break, coming up soon. But the International Health Regulations are a little bit different to the Pandemic Treaty. The Pandemic Treaty is one where government officials would have to vote. The amendments to the International Health Regulations are being negotiated without without consulting someone like you, who's a senator, an Australian senator, and the same would be for any other government representatives anywhere else in the world. You don't have a say, so how do the people have a say?
Exactly. And what's worse, it failed 12 months ago, around about 12 months ago in 2022, the World Health Organization lost the votes of the African nations. Now, as we know, African nations are fairly small. Some of them are large in population, but they're many in number. And so they have votes across the African continent, whereas the United States, for example, has only one vote. Australia has only one vote. What they did was the Africans said, we've had enough of the way you treat us in Africa with some of your drugs. You've killed thousands of Africans. So the Africans voted against it. Now what they're doing is talking about bribing the Africans by giving them money, giving them free drugs, as if that's an incentive. But what we need to do is to make sure, and that's how they want to get these latest regulations through, by bribing the Africans to get that African vote. Maria, they destroyed our health system. The United Nations said at the start of the COVID virus outbreak, it's not a pandemic, it's an outbreak, that it was not transferable from humans to humans. That was a lie. Then they told us it was under control in China. That was a lie. Then they told us it was severe. That was a lie. It is not severe other than to people with comorbidities. But they have destroyed our health system. They've done the exact opposite of what we need for creating healthy population. They have caused obesity. They have caused deficiencies of vitamin D. They've caused mental health problems. They've caused removal of a proven, safe, effective, affordable, accessible treatment, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Never before in Australia's history have we had a proven, safe, effective drug taken away from people, and people in this state of Queensland threatened with jail if they prescribe hydroxychloroquine. This is inhuman. And then they have forced a shot on people that has proven to become to be toxic. It has never been safe, never been effective. They've destroyed our health system and people's basic health through lockdowns and through now injecting people under coercion. I mean, how inhuman is it when people are given a choice, either get an injection and feed your child or your child starves because you lose your job? That's terrible. And now they want to give these same people control of our health, over our individual health, and give them the opportunity to give mandates over us? Come on. But you're right.
It's
they're
going to
not
be more
consulting
than mandates.
The people.
But the,
yes.
the last time passports, was the test
travel.
Run. The correct. Passports, travel, and we'll get into that on the other side of the break, which we're going to in a moment. But there, the last test run of how far they can push their control is just a baby step of what they actually want to achieve. And let me just say to the US audience, do you see how rare it is having a representative in the government like Senator Roberts is here with us right now that is so upfront about this, so honest? I watch American TV, I watch American news, and you don't have that representatives that are this honest. We'll be back with Senator Roberts right after this break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're here in a historic moment. An Australian senator is joining us to tell the people the truth about the globalist agenda that he has been so courageous in fighting. Senator Malcolm Roberts, I want leaders all over the world, for everyone who's watching, all the info warriors out there, send this to your elected or unelected officials and demand that they speak this openly about the agenda. Demand that they give you the honesty that we're getting right now from Senator Roberts. Before the break, we were talking about the possibilities of the IHR amendments and what it would actually spell, what measures it would actually spell. Senator Roberts, please talk us through that worst-case scenario so that other people can listen to your example and start fighting back against this.
Well, the United Nations worst case would define what is a threat and a health system to Australians, and then put in measures to manage that or to control that. And they're all about control of individuals. But you know, Maria, the details haven't been resolved on that. But we're very encouraged by a couple of things that have happened in this country. First of all, the previous government, the Liberal government, tried to put in place a cash ban, a ban of cash, and that is fundamental to getting control through central bank digital currencies. They introduced that into the lower house, the House of Representatives. The Labor Party swallowed the bait and passed it. They both combined to pass this heinous bill. We got hold of it in the Senate, and my office communicated with other crossbench senators and then other senators. And we got it stopped in the Senate. We put on so much pressure by connecting with the grassroots of the Labor Party and the grassroots of the Liberal Party. We did their job for them, and we drove so much opposition within those parties that both parties consigned the bill to the Senate inquiry, and then it was limbered there in lingo, and it just withered there, and we moved a motion then to ban it to take it off the Senate notice paper. So what happened, what I'm telling you, is that these things are heinous, but they can be beaten. They can be beaten, but it needs the people to be awoken and to get stuck into their representatives, exactly as you said. It's very important to understand that the UN has never been elected. Senior people in the United Nations have not been elected. They're unelected bureaucrats with no authority, no jurisdiction over our countries. They're given that power over our countries by senior bureaucrats and senior politicians in our countries who cede that or who write legislation enabling the UN to take control. That's ultimately what happens with the United Nations. They take control. They push our policies on them, our dopey bureaucrats, our dopey politicians who are supposed to be leading our governments, then bypass the people without ever talking about it and pass legislation through the parliament. So that's the fundamental thing. That's the worst that the United Nations can do. They can control individuals with these regulations. But what we need to understand that the people have the power. In a democracy, well, let's start again. In a totalitarian dictatorship, the government controls the people, and the people are afraid of the government. In a democracy, the government operates only with the consent of the governed. They govern only with the consent of the governed. That's fundamental to understand that. And that means that the people run the show. The people elect or not elect various officials. So the people need to stand up, put pressure on their officials, stand up at the ballot box, and vote for people who will look after their interests and the country's interests. In a democracy, the government is afraid of the people because the government gets changed if it doesn't do its job. We are living under totalitarian dictatorships through massive media manipulation, through the mouthpiece media, which is owned by the same globalist predators who own Big Pfizer, and the other control entities. Same with the subsidies. They're going to billionaires for climate change, that is, the subsidies for putting in place the destruction of our energy system. That's going to billionaires and large corporations overseas, predominantly. So what we've seen is a takeover of our country, but it's not due to the UN. The UN just provides the fodder. It is due to our elected and unelected officials, as you pointed out, treasonously betraying our country. You know, when I had my first speech in the parliament, I started with the words, as a servant to the people of Queensland, my state, and Australia. People in the Labor Party laughed. People in the Liberal Party sniggered. I've done it every speech since then, apart from the 1 or 2 minute speeches where there's not enough time. But every major speech, 3 minutes or longer, I start with, as a servant to the people of Queensland and Australia, I am here to serve the people who pay my salary. That is fundamental in a democracy, and that's what we've got to get back to. And it starts with the people standing up and holding their members of parliament accountable, their members of Congress accountable. Fundamental.
And here's what it is. This is why these conversations are so crucial, because number one, and this broadcast is so crucial, number one, the people have to know what is going on in order to demand action from their elected or unelected officials. In Australia right now, we have huge action at stopthewho.com, and the same is happening in the United States. I've spoken about it on this broadcast, for people to take action and put pressure on their politicians. This is one thing that can be done. Then phone calls, then visits, then the people must become more active right now, because we really are in a race, Senator Roberts. They're telling us another pandemic is coming, another plandemic is coming. And according to what the WHO is trying to do, next time the control we experienced during COVID will look like child's play.
That's correct. If you look at this COVID virus, it's not a pandemic. COVID virus, it's certainly not a deadly pandemic. There's been no country on earth that has had an increase in deaths above normal. Not one country. Sweden had a slight increase, which was pulling forward of deaths from flu, etc. But then they quickly leveled out. Not one country has had excess deaths to indicate, and you can't have a deadly pandemic without excess deaths. That's it. So We asked in the parliament on the very first single day session where we had an emergency session, so-called, you know, we asked for the information on the virus. I then wrote letters to the prime minister, to the premier of my state, did not get any evidence. 12 months went by. I asked the chief medical officer for the evidence. He gave me the evidence. The evidence that he showed us, both numerical and relative, showed that and he classified it. This is not me. This is the chief medical officer classifying the COVID virus. It was low to moderate in severity, not high severity, low to moderate in severity. And then if you think about the fact that it selectively targets people, that only a few people die or get severe consequences from COVID, they're the aged, the people with comorbidities, the obese, the people who are vulnerable. Then you realize that it's not very severe at all. And then you also realize that the deaths the severity of COVID is less than some past flus. Chief medical officer's own diagram shows that. And then we look at the deaths.
Senator Roberts, we're about to go to a break. This is so important because it shows what you're talking about exposes the fact that all of the measures that were in place were simply for control. As a government official, you know that. You were kicking back against it. We need more like you. We'll be back right on the other side of this break with more from Senator Roberts. Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com. You never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Malcolm Roberts was talking to us about the fact that COVID was never very dangerous, and you know, they were really, they even rated it as low to moderate risk. Now what we have is the results of the measures that they put in place, the consequences of those measures. Senator Roberts, you were very, very outspoken against the vaccines injections. You spoke about the dangers early on because of the fact that you could see through this. And you're not bought and paid out for like the others. But you spoke about the dangers. We warned about it. We tried to get the information out to Australians. And now we're seeing excess deaths, not only in Australia, but all over the world, numbers ranging anywhere from 15 to 30% in excess deaths. It is climbing. Talk to us about the excess deaths in Australia. I know that another senator, one of your colleagues, has really been hammering our Therapeutic Goods Administration for answers.
Yes, the excess deaths, they're being suppressed. We've seen the TGA, for example, around about, in Australia, a doctor certifies that someone has died. A doctor certifies death. So a doctor makes that decision. We've had Despite the amazing censorship, the hideous inhuman censorship, and the suppression of doctors, we've had almost a thousand reported deaths due to COVID injections. Almost a thousand. They are not vaccines. They are experimental, untested, gene therapy-based treatments. 1,000 deaths, close to 1,000. We've had the TGA revise that downwards with some process that's not given objective guidelines, and they revise that down to 14. Even 14 deaths is enough to recall that. Have you had Dr. Philip Altman on your program, Maria?
Yes, of course. Of course, but we also have the CDC now. We have the CDC, Senator Roberts, talking about the fact that they did over-report COVID deaths. So we know that they were doing that. The numbers are completely skewed regardless. So if they over-reported COVID deaths, supposed COVID deaths, of course they're under-reporting vaccine death.
Right. So let's have a look at the actual statistics from the Australian government's body, the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Okay, and these were published in part as a result of a One Nation, my party's document discovery in late last year. In 2019, the year before COVID, the seasonal flu cost 4,126 lives. The next year, in 2020, the first year of the virus in Australia, Australia recorded 882 deaths from COVID, largely due to an infection in an old people's home, an aged care facility. And 2,287 deaths from the flu for a total of 3,169 deaths. That is almost 1,000 deaths less than the flu alone killed the previous year. Almost, so we had about three quarters of the deaths of the previous year. Then in 2021, 1,137 deaths from COVID were recorded and 2,073 deaths recorded from the flu for a total of 3,200. Again, almost three quarters of the figure for flu alone in 2019. That means that deaths from the flu, including COVID, across the first 2 years of the virus in this country, were right on the long-term average of 3,255. There was nothing unusual about the death rate due to COVID in 2020 or 2021. And yet, as you point out, the only thing unusual about the death rate in 2021 was it is a seven-year low. But what you also alluded to was that within months of the COVID injections being given out, we started seeing an increase in all-cause mortality. Heart problems, myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clots, many, many diseases, recurrences of cancer. And we know these are due to the vaccines. And you would know that, or to the injections rather, they're not vaccines. So some people then say, well, hang on. I had the shot. But I didn't, by the way. I will never get that shot. But some people say they had the shot and they've got no adverse effects. Altman's paper, written with Wendy Hoy, who's a leading academic and a medico in this country, and five other medical practitioners, shows why. The CDC, the FDA, did not control the development of these injections. They were controlled by the Department of Defense, who wrote contracts for Pfizer and other manufacturers, and they worked on countermeasures. Countermeasures, not vaccines, countermeasures. They bypassed the normal testing so that the injections have barely been tested. They've not been tested at all in many, many categories. They've not been tested on pregnant women. They've not been tested for the gene effects. They've not been tested for carcinogenics. They have bypassed good manufacturing processes. So what we've got is, instead of having a very consistent recipe or very consistent formulation of these injections, they're all over the place. Some injections will kill you. Others have no effect whatsoever. So that explains it all. That explains why only some batches kill people. And then we've learned that Pfizer had strict instructions to give certain batches only to their own employees because they knew this. They knew a lot of this, what was going on. And then we have Pfizer suppressing the truth. We have the World Health Organization suppressing the truth. We have our own medical practitioners in this medical authorities in this country suppressing truth. But our politicians, ministers, and public servants were complicit. They are complicit in the horrific deaths. And we know that the deaths from the injections are not being reported because of the suppression and the misinformation from APRA and other medical authorities in this country. We are under severe threat in this country.
We are. You're absolutely right. And you previously used the words, and I know that InfoWars played this footage at one stage, where in Parliament you said this is genocide. So we're dealing with something that is so huge worldwide. And if your colleagues don't stand up, and if other government officials don't stand up, I mean, these people think, what do they think, Senator Roberts, that they're going to somehow join the club or that they're going to escape this huge control that's coming? No one in the country has spoken about digital ID as much as you. Can you please take the viewers, we're about to go to break in a minute, but just start on digital ID and what this actually spells if government officials don't get on board with fighting back against this.
Right. The first thing to understand is in discussing these topics, the majority of parliamentary members, senators and House of Representatives, are ignorant, gutless and stupid. When push comes to shove, they run away. And so it's not a matter of a massive conspiracy. Now, people like Greg Hunt, he pushed the climate narrative. When he was Minister for the Environment and Climate Change, right? He also was health minister under the COVID mismanagement. And so he was also manager for strategy for the World Economic Forum 2020-2021. So we've got some people who seem to know what the hell they're doing, but the majority don't. That doesn't excuse them, because I didn't know what was going on. I made it my business to find out, hold people accountable. But before we go into the digital identity, Henry Kissinger, a noted globalist predator, responsible for starting wars and killing people. He's still alive. He's at 99. He said, who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world. These globalist predators are starting to control the food supply. They are controlling the energy, and they definitely control the money through the Federal Reserve Bank and other entities. So just so that people understand, this is not me making these accusations. This is other people, it's part of the global show, who are making these revelations. The first part of the digital identity is to get hold of people's data. And then to sell it to corporations. Those corporations can store that data overseas. So that means they don't have to comply with our data privacy regulations. And then, for us to get access to our data, we have to pay for it. So, for example, Maria, your health data
We'll come back right after the break with the example. I really want people to understand from you on this topic before we finish up for today. It's so important that people get this and put pressure on their officials. We'll be right back. Stay with us. A historic moment. Australia, Senator Malcolm Roberts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A telegram over the break, and people in Telegram are saying, great broadcast, viewing from New York. This is the kind of leadership, the template for worldwide, and I'd have to agree. So, Senator Roberts, before the break, we were on to digital ID. In the next few minutes, I just would love for you to really hammer home the whole point of the digital ID, how it ties in with what they implemented due to COVID, what they want to do, and then we'll... Well, thank you so much for your time, as we always do. Please go ahead, Senator Roberts.
Okay, thank you, Maria. So let's start with there are three or four fundamental steps. First thing is they gather your data. They harvest your data, your health data, your travel data, your financial data, your tax data, everything about you, what you say on social media. These can all be now connected. And then they harvest that and they sell it to an overseas corporation or an Australian corporation, but largely an overseas corporation. Then the overseas corporation charges you for access to your health data, for example. So they get all your data. They can understand what you're doing, what you're saying. They can control you with that, as I'll show you in a minute. So there's no security of your data. We've already seen that they're telling lies to us about saying, we need this to protect your security of your data. That is rubbish. It is absolute crap, because the largest data breaches come from Silicon Valley and the government. And they're largely due to human failures of systems. So if Silicon Valley can't control the data, what chance has a sloppy government got? We've already seen a hopeless case there. So the second thing they do, and this has been admitted, our Reserve Bank, Central Reserve Bank in this country, is called the Reserve Bank of Australia. It has admitted to me under questioning in Senate estimates, where we grill bureaucrats, that they are working on a central bank digital currency. They have admitted to me that they're working in cahoots with a global, overseas interest on a global digital currency. So that means that they can then bring in a cashless society. Now, you control government or even corporate access to data. They know everything about you. And they can then, and then they control the cash, they control the currency because there's no cash. Cash is extremely important because with cash you have an alternative. You don't have to go under their control system. Then what they do, so that's the second tier, is a cashless society. Then the third one is a social credit system. And that's where they say to you, Maria, well, you own an SUV. Therefore, you're not going to get a house loan until you sell that SUV. You spoke out on the Alex Jones show. Therefore, you're not going to get access to your normal social credit system, social credit score. So they're going to control through your cashless, through your central bank digital currency, your income. They control your life. You will bend to their will. This is what's happening. Now, this is nothing new in human society. Humans are, throughout history have tried to control others. We had people working out that the best way to have an easy life was to have slaves. We had, later on, we had feudalism, where one person, the local lord or the manor, controlled the resources of production and controlled the agriculture and gave each serf just sufficient access to food that he or she produced and just to barely keep them alive. So this is where we're headed with the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. Everyone's heard the term, you'll own nothing and be happy. You won't own land. You won't own anything. You'll rent. You'll be a partial consumer. And they will control your access to energy, control your access to money, control your access to food. They've said this. And our government has spent $64 million, handed it to the United Nations on a food summit for the promotion and the research of bugs. So instead of eating good beef or good sheep or good pork, they want us to eat insects, crickets, cricket casserole. You know, this is where these lunatics are going. So then we've seen my introduction to this. I thought all of this was amazingly stupid stuff, ridiculous, global conspiracies and all the rest of it. Then I started researching the climate change, and I realized that was crap. Then I dug deeper and found it was the United Nations. Then I dug deeper and found the globalist predators who formed the United Nations and use the United Nations for controlling people. Then I learned more recently about the World Economic Forum. The United Nations and the World Economic Forum formed an alliance, an integrated alliance, in 2018. They're now working in cahoots, pushing the Great Reset, which is simply their utopian vision, a dystopian vision, actually, for stealing your land, stealing your property, stealing your right to be free. They've already said, they've already done some of these things, taken away basic freedoms. They've taken away freedom of speech. Now they're going to be regulating more about misinformation and disinformation when the government is the biggest purveyors of disinformation and misinformation. We've seen Pfizer. I asked questions about this. Pfizer has been slapped a few years ago with a $2.4 billion fine for misleading in their marketing of their drugs. And I said to our equivalent, the TGA, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, who control the supposedly Big Pharma, but who get money from Big Pharma. That's where they get most of their revenue from, Big Pharma. They said, oh, but Senator Roberts, that was for misrepresenting. When I asked them about Pfizer's injections, for COVID injections, oh, don't worry about the fine. That was just about marketing. I said, that's the whole fundamental point. If they can't tell the truth in their marketing, how can you trust them? So that's what we've got. We've got Pfizer
well,
owned by
like
BlackRock and Vanguard.
Senator Roberts, yeah. It's like the recent video with the Pfizer representative saying, I'm just a liar. Hang on a minute. You're the director. You're directing the mRNA chief sciences, and you're just saying on camera, I'm just a liar. Well, how can we trust anything coming out of Pfizer then when their very own people and directors talking about mutating viruses? There he is. There's his mug. I'm just a liar. These are the people representing Pfizer.
Yeah, we stayed away from that video because it's very important for us to have credibility and everything checked. We've since learned that it has been independently checked and verified. So we know it's truthful, unlike Pfizer. But if you have a look at who owns Pfizer, BlackRock, Vanguard, same people own major media companies, same corporations own major investments in other entities. Then we've got Bill Gates down here. This is how absurd it's getting. We've got Bill Gates down here spending 5 hours with the Prime Minister, flew down on his massive corporate jet. It's an airliner-sized jet. And then he had discussions with the Prime Minister on climate change, energy, food, health. He has got no qualifications in any one of those specific areas. Not one. He has got no experience in those other than distorting the injections. He came out and he supported the Moderna vaccine. The moment he sold his shares in it, he was reported as trashing the vaccine. I mean, this guy, what kind of human does that? And he's the largest single contributor behind the United States to the World Health Organization, a crooked, corrupt, incompetent, dishonest entity. So what we've seen is these globalist predators driving the United Nations, controlling the World Health Organization, and using them to control us. I first learned about the United Nations. I thought it was just a benign, incompetent body. Now I realize it's far worse. It's a criminal body. I first learned about it through Agenda 21, which is where my climate change research took me to learn about Agenda 21, which is real. Pauline Hanson, you mentioned three of us who do work that you support in our parliament. Pauline Hanson's the fourth name I want to add to that. She belled the cat. She revealed UN Agenda 21 in 1996 in her first year in parliament as a young person. And Agenda 21 was concocted by the UN. Marie Strong again, we opened the show with Marie Strong. He was a crook and a criminal. He concocted Agenda 21 to control how we live, where we live, everything about our lives. This has been underway since 1992.
And on that note, Senator Malcolm, we're about to run out of time. And you're right, Pauline Hanson has done a tremendous job. So have you, so have Senator Rennick, Senator Alex Antic, and there are others in there. And I know, according to Senator Antic, he says that more and more people in Parliament are starting to wake up. Slowly but surely, they're seeing that something is wrong. And for that, we're very, very grateful. I want to say here that you have played such a huge role in that, Senator Roberts. Your time here, your willingness to come on these broadcasts and talk to people who want to tell the truth is absolutely something that stands out in today's day and age. I can count on both my hands, maybe, the leaders around the world that have been willing to do that. And I said at the start, you know, we don't have people in the United States that are willing to tell the truth. I'm sure there are some, and there are, you know, people like DeSantis setting a good example, but no one has gone to the lengths that you have. So I just really want to challenge people today. Send this to your government officials. Send this to people and say, this is what we expect from you. Start putting the pressure on them and talk to them in a way where they need to understand that they serve us. And I don't say that in a derogatory way. It is a huge honor to serve the people, because that is true leadership. Leadership is knowing that you serve your country, and we need more of that, and we need more of this courage. Thank you again, Senator Malcolm Roberts, for all of your time and for your service.
You're most welcome, Maria, anytime, and thank you for being an independent voice.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.